This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my great pleasure to have in the studio Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today, Doctor, I want to talk about dua and the virtues of dua. But before we go on, I just must stress on a point that we stopped on the last episode, which was rushing the Quran. You mentioned basically sometimes when the imam or whoever is reciting the Quran, they just recite very quickly and rush through the Quran. Tell us the importance of this, because certainly what's coming from you right now is the important message that you want to tell me and the viewers at home.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. I guess you meant to say the importance of not rushing the Quran.
Yes.
See, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is really, I agree with you that this is a very important subject. In fact, I wrote about it an article on the website you mentioned earlier, Islam21c.com.
Yes.
About those imams who rush the Quran. Mm-hmm. And I said, my dear respected brothers and sisters, what is the main purpose of the Quran? Is that we act upon it. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. كتاب, a book full of blessings that we have sent to you. Why? ليدبروا, so people will reflect upon it. Mm-hmm. And then it will lead them to act upon it.
Yes.
وليتذكر. This is, it means that they will have an admonition and then they will act upon the Quran.
Right.
So this is the main purpose of the Quran. That's why Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, read the Quran. Don't read it quickly.
No.
And don't throw it as if you are throwing cheap dates. Means you just throw it without let it affect the people who listen to it.
Yes.
This is the spirit of the Quran. Mm-hmm. And he said, قِفُوا عِنْدَ عَجَائِبِهِ, stop at the miracles of the Qur'an and let the hearts be moved by the Qur'an.
Yes.
So how can the person who is just reading, you cannot, wallahi, when I wrote the article, Brother Rafi, I prayed behind an imam, or they told me that there is an imam there who is trying to finish the whole Qur'an in one night.
SubhanAllah.
The whole Qur'an in one night, and I went there. And when I went there, you cannot understand what this imam is reciting at all.
SubhanAllah.
Let alone that many people are reciting the Quran just quickly. No respect to the Quran.
Of course.
Let alone that the Quran is sending the right message
yes.
to people. Because once people do not understand it, then there will be no message.
Definitely.
And see, those people, when they read it quickly, they go against the clear instruction given by Ibn Mas'ud when he said, وَلَا يَكُنْ هَمَّ أَحَدِكُمْ آخِرَ السُّورَةِ. The concern of yours, the concern of any one of you, should not be to reach the end of the surah.
Yes.
Means, you just read. When I'm going to finish the surah. Al-Hasan al-Basri had a similar statement. Read the Quran and it is shame on you that you do not think about something except to complete
Definitely.
The surah. So the main purpose of the Quran, that we listen to the Quran and let the Quran affect our hearts, even if we do not understand exactly what it is being said.
Definitely.
And this is different from just reading,
yes,
in a way that you do not distinguish the letters, the words,
of course,
what is being read. You just hear something like this.
I agree.
And this is a humiliation. This is no respect.
Definitely.
I am taking this platform to make it clear for our brothers and sisters, and in particular for the imams, to fear Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Yes.
And to remember that the main purpose of the Quran is for the Quran to affect people, influence people, change people. How? When the people listen and try to understand, or they at least recognize what is being read. Not recognize what is being read.
Totally.
And this issue is that, okay, let us finish the Quran, complete the Quran, because the angel Jibreel completed the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, Jibreel completed the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but both of them understood what they have been reciting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself understood what has been recited, but not just to rush the Quran, complete the Quran without understanding. Where is the contemplation?
Yes, exactly.
That Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded us to do. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they reflect upon the Quran, or are their hearts being concealed?
Yes.
Okay. And Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned the issue of contemplation around the Quran in number of ayat. And he told us that the main purpose of reading the Quran, revealing the Quran, is to act upon the Quran, and this would not happen if the people do not contemplate and the people do not understand.
Dr. Hatham, you know, I just want to pick up on that point because it's totally 100% serious. There's nothing more. You couldn't write it in words, Arabic, English, French, how serious this is. I was actually in a mosque where the imam was reciting the Quran so fastly in Maghrib time, I couldn't understand anything. I can understand the prayer in Arabic. Alhamdulillah, I can recite the prayer that I can recite, Qul huwa Allah Ahad. And he was reciting the prayer, and it was like, rah, 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 rah. When he'd finished, I went up to the imam, and I asked him, I said, Sheikh, I'm so sorry. I had my friend who can speak Arabic. I said, but can I ask you a question? I'm only a humble servant of Allah. I don't know much, but what I do know is we should not rush these words of Allah. What I said to him, what will Allah ask you on the day of judgment? Why did you rush the prayer, and why did you make the people behind you not listen to what you're saying?
Yes, because of rushing.
Yes.
And it is a big problem.
Definitely.
I agree with you. That's why Quran is not present in our life. Quran is present in our life as a matter of enjoyment,
yes,
of the recitation. Okay? And as Ibn al-Qayyim, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said, that the people should put more attention to what? To benefiting from the Quran. Because that is the main purpose of reciting the Quran. In fact, you know, see, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned that if a person reads one ayah and then it touches his heart and then keeps repeating it, and he feels that every time he repeats that ayah, it cures him more and more, that would be better than reading a big amount without what? Without contemplation.
I see.
And without letting the Quran treat his heart's problems. And he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the whole night repeating one ayah. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The whole night repeating one ayah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he read ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون. ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. And he kept repeating this for the whole night. There are many stories of those scholars, those companions who repeat just very small surahs or very small verses of the Quran for the whole night. What does that mean? It means that the main purpose of reading the Quran is to allow the Quran to touch your heart and cures the problems of your heart.
This is
the philosophy. Once we talk about the philosophy of fasting, and this is the philosophy of reading the Quran. I mean the wisdom behind reading the Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa, his friend said that one time the Imam read Surah Az-Zalzalah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. And Imam Abu Hanifa was praying behind him. After the Isha prayer, Imam Abu Hanifa sat next to a pillar in the masjid. And he was putting his hand like this. And he was repeating, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Now, see this surah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. I'm sure everyone heard this surah hundreds of times.
Many times, yes.
Okay. And for whatever reason, Imam Abu Hanifa felt that this surah at that time touched his heart. So he wanted more of influence of this surah on his heart. He wants his heart to be more affected by the surah. So he started to repeat it. And so he sat next to the pillar and he was repeating it, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, and reflecting upon it.
Right.
The caretaker of the masjid said, I came for Fajr prayer. And you know, at that time, no electricity, nothing.
Yes.
And he wanted to put the misbah, the lamp on.
Yes.
Okay. So he said, I put it on and I noticed that Imam Abu Hanifa was sitting on the same sitting that he sat last night.
SubhanAllah.
So I came to him and I said, Ya Imam. He said, what's happening? He said, I'm about to make adhan for Fajr. He said, what? So he has been sitting for the whole night repeating this surah. So why some people, especially some people who attribute themselves to Hanafi school of thought, they read Quran quickly.
Yes.
And they said the main purpose is to complete the Quran or to finish the Quran.
SubhanAllah.
I just mentioned this in particular through Imam Abu Hanifa.
Definitely.
Just to show that even Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he understood that the main purpose of the recitation of the Quran is to reflect upon it.
Yes.
And to let it touch and move your heart.
Definitely. Well, Doctor, we're a bit pushed on time. We're just going to take a quick break. After the break, we're going to talk about the dua and the virtues of dua.
Inshallah.
Thanks for joining us in the studio. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Before the break, we just took some moments to talk about the importance of not rushing the recitation of the Quran. So, Doctor, I want to spend some time now at this part of the programme to talk about dua and the virtues of dua. You mentioned previously something that touched me about the dua, specifically what should we say, what dua should we say, how many times should we say it, what is the virtues on this?
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. See, dua in Ramadan is very special, as Quran in Ramadan is very special. You know, in the ayat, the verses, in which Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke about fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala, after one ayah, then Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. So Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the Qur'an. That's why we spoke about what? The recitation of the Qur'an. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala after that said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And then Allah Jalla wa'ala continued to speak about fasting. So this means, as many scholars said, that the month of Ramadan is the month of dua as well. Because Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned dua in the middle of the verses that talk about Ramadan and fasting. And also, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, he said that there are three dua that Allah Jalla wa'ala accept and Allah Jalla wa'ala does not reject. One of them is the dua of the fasting person. And the second one is the dua of the oppressed person, and the third one is the dua of the traveler. So the dua of a fasting person. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every single fasting person has an acceptable dua. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is next to the time he breaks the fast. عند فطره.
Right.
So dua, although in general is a very virtuous act, but it is more virtuous and it is likely to be more accepted during what? During the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
And see, as we are talking about dua, wallahi, my dear respected brothers and sisters, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ شَيْء أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. There is nothing more honored by Allah Jalla wa Ala than dua.
SubhanAllah.
Allah Jalla wa Ala honors dua the most. What else we want? This hadith, subhanAllah, is more than enough to understand the importance of dua and how Allah Jalla wa Ala likes dua. See, in the ayat of As-Siyam, what Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. See, it means Allah, Allah himself, he is saying, you go on, ask me.
Yes.
Go on, ask me. I will give you. And that's why there is a poem in Arabic. Of course, because we are talking about, we are talking in English, people might not understand it. But it says that the children of Adam become angry when you ask them. And Allah becomes angry if you do not ask him. People become angry. If you give me this, give me that. Can I ask you to do this? They become angry. Allah becomes angry if you do not ask him. And that's why in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who does not ask Allah, Allah will become angry with him. This is the value of dua. See, subhanAllah. In fact, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةُ. Indeed, dua is the essence of ibadah.
Yes.
Why it is the essence of ibadah? Because as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, you know, Ibn al-Qayyim, he likes to speak about the philosophy of the matter. He said, because the person who is making dua, he, first of all, knows that Allah is there. And this person, he knows that Allah Jalla wa Ala is the only one to be worshipped, tawheed. And this person knows the equalities and attributes of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Because I cannot ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to give me something if I do not know whether Allah will fulfill this or not. Or imagine, do you ask a stingy person something? You do not ask.
No, definitely not.
Do you know? Do you ask a person who does not, who can't give you?
No.
He is helpless. You don't.
No.
You ask one who is generous, who can give you. Is that true or not?
Definitely true,
and
doctor.
Moreover, you ask the one who is forgiving. Mm-hmm. Because the one who is not forgiving, he feels reluctant to give you whatever you ask him.
Sure.
So the person who is asking Allah Jalla wa Ala in his heart, that Allah Jalla wa Ala is able to give him. Mm. So he knows about the power of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. He knows that Allah Jalla wa Ala is al-Malik, the king.
Yes.
The controller of everything. Mm. He knows that Allah Jalla wa Ala is what? Is generous.
Exactly.
And this is what Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allahu hayyun kareem. Hayyun means Allah feels shy and he is generous. Feels shy of what? Of someone is asking him and raising his hands, and then Allah Jalla wa Ala just, okay, doesn't give him anything. Mm. And he just give him nothing. Allah Jalla wa Ala doesn't do this.
Of course not.
This is his quality, Jalla wa Ala. Mm-hmm. So that's why the person who is making dua of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he is in his heart at that time, he is doing the essence of ibadah.
Yes.
Because the tawheed has been encompassed in his heart, in the heart of this person. And knowing Allah Jalla wa Ala, knowing about Allah Jalla wa Ala has been established in his heart. So see, this yes. is the philosophy of
exactly.
fasting.
Exactly. Doctor, what's very clear to me is that it's all about the heart and the intention. Everything that we've spoken about is the intention. And I guess when people take that time to reflect on their own actions, it's time to reflect right now in this few days of Ramadan.
Absolutely right, Brother
yes.
Rafi. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Right. See, subhanAllah. Allah is giving us this opportunity of dua. In one of the ahadith, look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever asks Allah Jalla wa Ala anything, Allah Jalla wa Ala will give it to him. Mm-hmm. Either directly, or Allah Jalla wa Ala will keep it for him in the day of resurrection. Mm. Or Allah Jalla wa Ala will what? Will preserve him from bad things equal to the dua that he made.
Yes, exactly.
So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of this hadith, he said, Ya Rasulullah, then we should do a lot of dua, because whatever dua you do has been accepted. Mm. Either you will take it directly in the dunya, or Allah Jalla wa Ala will give you something better in the akhirah.
Yes.
Or Allah Jalla wa Ala will save you from something we're about to happen to you, but Allah Jalla wa Ala save you from
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So why don't we do a lot of dua?
Definitely. Dr. Hatham, you know, I want to ask a quick question here regarding that. Some people may say, I might speak to a brother and I could say, you know, the brother say to me, Ya Rafi, I was asking God, I was going, dua, please give me a car, Allah, please give me this Mercedes, please, Allah. This is not what we should be asking for.
See, is no, yeah, yes and no.
Yes.
We need, first of all, to focus on the dua that leads us, or that makes us righteous people.
Of course.
And that is leading us to paradise.
Definitely.
And that was the main dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that was the dua that is mentioned in the Quran. There are a number of verses.
Definitely,
I think
yes.
we are running out of time.
Unfortunately.
That talk about the nature of the dua that we can make. However, yes. we can make the other dua as well. Okay, we can make dua for matters related to our righteousness and akhirah, as well as dua for dunya matters. And yes. the Sahaba, they were doing dua for both. Just quickly before we
course,
finish.
Of course, go ahead, Doctor.
The problem maybe you are referring it is people make dua for dunya matters and they neglect making dua for akhirah matters.
Of course.
Or to be righteous people. This is a big mistake. I agree with you.
Definitely. Doctor, thank you so much. I guess we're going to pick up on the dua in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. Well, dear brothers and sisters, I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, ask you to reflect on all these programmes that we've been doing. Until next time, I'll leave you in the care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.